You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve System has a powerful role over our financial lives, each and every one of us. Well, who runs it? Yesterday, the Senate confirmed Philip Jefferson as the fourth black man to serve as a Fed governor in Washington. He joins Lisa Cook, the first black woman to serve as a Fed governor. Moves toward diversity have been slower at the 12 regional Fed banks, according to a new report today. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer got an early look and joins us now.
Well, David, the report is from the Center for Popular Democracy, and it looked at the members of the regional Fed Bank's boards of directors, and it found that more than half of them are white and the majority are men. The report points out that two-thirds of the board members are selected by private banks. The other group is appointed by the Fed Board of Governors in Washington, and that group has gotten more diverse.
And why do these regional Fed boards matter so much? What does that have to do with, say, Fed decisions on interest rates?
Well, some of these board members have a say in choosing the presidents of the regional Fed banks, who get a rotating vote on interest rate hikes, and most of them are white. Just yesterday, the Dallas Fed announced that a white woman, Lori Logan, will be its next president. Two Latino members of Congress then pointed out there's never been a Hispanic or Latino regional Fed bank president. And all this matters because the Fed has to decide whether to raise interest rates so high in its fight against inflation that people lose their jobs as the economy slows down. One of the report's editors, Benjamin Dolchin, told me the Fed needs diverse viewpoints on that.
But where you arrive at, you know, with that decision has everything to do with whose interests you think are most important, right? Sort of through whose eyes you see the economy.
And I talked to a Fed spokesman yesterday who pointed out that more than half the board members the Fed has appointed at the regional Fed banks are people of color. And Fed Chair Jerome Powell and Vice Chair Leo Brainard are pushing very hard to diversify the regional bank boards.
That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.